On today's show, we talk to Alyssa about her 20-day Disney World and SeaWorld trip. This is WWDW, the Disney World Planning Podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 223. I'm your host, Julie Elster, creator of WWDW.com, the Disney World Planning website. Today, I chat with Alyssa. Alyssa took a 20-day trip with her family, not just her family, all sorts of extended family. So many, I can't even off the top of my head remember how many. It was her family, her husband's family, their family. It was like word spreaded this Disney trip like wildfire amongst their relatives. So quite the trip. And she's the main planner in the group. Now, not everybody was doing everything all at once, but I don't know. I think that makes planning even more complicated. So we talk about that. We talk about SeaWorld. I haven't been to SeaWorld in many, many years. So hearing her take on SeaWorld was interesting. So part one of this trip is mostly going to be Disney World focused. We talk about doing some solo time with her kids. She's got twins and also a little guy who just turned two. And she did a little bit of one-on-one time with each. We talk about the massive planning, the undertaking that is planning for so many people. We talk about staying off-site. A lot to cover. So I'm just going to let Alyssa take it away. Hey, Alyssa, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Julie. Thank you for having me back.
Yes, I love repeat guests. We were just saying this before we hit the record button. Love having repeat guests on. And we're here to talk about another trip. You were just at Disney. You and I just talked. I feel like we just talked like 5 minutes ago.
We were close together this year.
Yeah. This time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when was your last trip?
November.
Okay.
November. Yep. Right after Halloween. We left right after Halloween. So it was like
That's right. We talked about like trick-or-treating and stuff and getting everybody in the car and going.
Yeah. So that was a shorter trip. This time we were here for 3 weeks.
Even though these trips are really close together, technically, that was last year. That when you say it like that, it's so long ago. That was last year. Last year. This is 2024. We have a February trip now.
Yep, we do. So I have twins who will be four next week.
Wow. Aye.
So I have twins that will be four and then a baby. But when the twins were born, we started, because I was a teacher, when I had the twins and was on maternity leave, we started doing like extended stays in Florida in the winter, in February.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey. I live in New Jersey. And I missed a lot of snow. I timed this trip beautifully because there was like tons of snow in New Jersey in February. And I missed it all.
Is that why you guys do to miss the cold weather? You're like, we're going to take some extended time. And can I also say your congratulations on twins turning four? Because three is, I don't care what anyone says about terrible twos. It's terrible threes.
Oh my God. Three.
Threes are far worse than twos. So congratulations on them turning four. You are turning that corner.
I hope there's
I couldn't imagine having two 3-year-olds. I had just one at a time and it was brutal. So
yeah,
good for you.
It's rough. I can almost see the light.
right. It's a beautiful thing. And then you get sad because you're like, wait a sec. Remember when they were so little? Anyway, which is why you keep doing these Disney trips, right? To make those memories with the little guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was, you said you take long trips in the winter. So what are the dates of your trip?
So we drove down on February 2nd in the evening. And we made a stop at Myrtle Beach on the 3rd because I have family there to visit family. And we checked in to Orange Lake Resort where we stay, which is a Holiday Inn Vacation Club in Kissimmee. We checked in on the 4th.
Okay.
February 4th.
When I was a kid, we used to stop at Myrtle Beach on our way to Disney too. Like we were coming from Chicago. I don't know why. Like it really isn't on the way. But like we used to go to Myrtle Beach and then to Disney when I was a kid too.
Yeah. And then we went home on the 23rd. Now, we did make a change. So I don't know if you remember me saying, but the baby is so bad. And the dry November, he cried like the whole time. He's two, actually. He turned two when we were in February. But we've talked about this. He'll always be the baby. So he was so bad in the car, screaming, 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 that when we got to Florida, Paul and I, like when we checked it, My in-laws were down the same time we were too, which was nice. I had help. So they watched the kids and Paul and I went grocery shopping and we went to have lunch. And I'm like, we can't do this. So I went online and I booked a flight home just for me and the baby. So Luke and I flew home and Paul drove with the twins.
Okay, so he's still, there has been no adjustment since November as far as how he handles being in the car. Oh, that's rough.
No,
I feel like typically at that age, they love being in the car. Or even if they don't love it, they fall asleep.
No, he's really bad. Like, the twins are easy peasy, lemon squeezy, and Luke is not. He does not, like,
oh. You know. How does he do on an airplane?
Great. He was awesome.
Okay. So he prefers flying.
Right.
He's a high maintenance kind of guy.
He's high maintenance. And it was $68, my flight.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. What airline did you take?
Amazing. I love Frontier. Frontier's controversial. I know people love or hate it. I love it. And they're a small airport. It's like a little tiny airport with two gates by my parents' house. It's $8 a day to park. So even when if we're going to fly to Florida, we'll go there or we'll park at my parents' house and they'll drop us off. But it's great. Frontier, it's so cheap. A one-way flight was literally $68.
I used to take Frontier all the time to Orlando. My issue with Frontier, I love it because it is so cheap. It's so, so, so cheap. My issue is when something goes wrong, trying to find a human being to talk to is impossible. And when you do, they're just like, not my problem. Like, that's...
Sorry.
When things go well...
Yeah, you pay $30, Miss.
Yes, exactly. They're like... $30, you'll live. Yes, that is their attitude.
I know.
When things go well, it's great, though.
It wasn't good. I've had good experience.
My brother's like, I'll never fly Frontier again. We all, like, as a big group, went to Orlando and we took Frontier because there were like 12 of us. And his luggage was so badly damaged. It was like a hard case. But it looked like a crater hit it. And my sister-in-law, like, found an employee at the airport and was like, our luggage, like, this happened on the airplane. The woman didn't even say anything, looked at her, and just turned around and walked away. I was like, classic Frontier.
But it worked out really well.
But yes, 100%, when things go well, it's the best. Okay, so this is a long trip, though. You said the 4th to the 23rd? Is that what
you... 3rd, yeah.
That's a long trip. How much of that time is driving? How much time is driving? How much is Disney? How much is other stuff?
We drove through a weekend. The one, we got in, we left on the 2nd, got in on the 4th.
Okay.
So 2 days down. On the way home, it was just the next day. They arrived on Saturday in the afternoon.
Well, they weren't competing with a screaming 2-year-old.
Yeah.
It makes things much easier.
So most of it was relaxing. I did I scanned into a park 8 days of the 20.
Okay.
And I went to Disney Springs 1 day and 1 day at SeaWorld. So a lot of activity. But I am one of these people, I love Disney. I could probably go every day. Not park open to park close every day, but I could be in a park every day.
Okay, let's talk about who you were traveling with, because you had a bigger group this time.
Sure did. So my immediate family, so me, my husband, Paul, and our three children, we have the twins who are going to be four. They were three on this trip, and the baby who turned two while we were in Florida. So us, and then my mother-in-law and father-in-law also. They actually had the villa next. So we stay in a 2-bedroom villa down there, and they had the villa next door to us. So it was really nice, really nice. The kids, like, loved running to their house in the morning to say good morning. It was very cute.
Is this where you stayed last time?
Yes, we stay here most of the time.
Can you remind us where you stayed and what the accommodations are?
Holiday Inn Vacation Club is in Kissimmee. It's you asked me how far, last time I was on, you asked me how far from Disney it was, and I didn't know how to answer it. So I did data this time. It was 4 miles from the Walt Disney World.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it depends on the day. 4 miles could be 20 minutes,
yeah,
you know.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But quick. We got to the parks very quickly. Also, where Orange Lake is located, you can hear the animals on the safari in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, on the golf course sometimes, they say. You can hear, like, the elephant.
Oh, that's neat.
So funny, right? So that's where we stayed. And then later in the trip, we had my husband has a brother and a sister. Both of them came with their family. And then also at another part in the trip, a little complicated, my father-in-law's sister, my Aunt Karen, she came with her daughter, Laura, her husband, Chris, and their son, Elliot, who is six. So we had a lot of people coming and going. In addition to this group, there are other friends that we know who are down. They've been going for 30 years to Orange Lake. So other people, they're from Brooklyn. So other families from Brooklyn are like down too, renting from them. So we end up knowing like a very large group. But we only went to the parks with our family, that my in-law and sister-in-law there. So I can like, you go to the parks, I'll tell you who's there.
Okay. And with so many people, so it sounds like you guys were going and then you invited somebody and they invited somebody who then invited somebody. And now you have this big group of family and extended family. So with that many people and with people arriving at different points in the trip, were you guys discussing planning as a group or was everybody kind of planning their own stuff?
No, mostly Alyssa does all the planning.
And got it. Yes. Yeah. Like, why would I plan when I have Alyssa to plan for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I poll everyone. I ask what they want. Like, I did it for the twins' first birthday. This is how this all like kind of started. And I'm like, we're doing Disney for their first. It was COVID. It was bad time. I'm like, we're going to the happiest place on earth. We're doing it. We're going. We need joy. And I like, I'm like,
the way you said we need joy was the least joyful thing I've ever heard, but I love it.
I made everyone shirts. I had like, you know, goodie bags. So this is where it started. I was super like, we're doing this day at this park, this day at this park. I have dining reservations. Like I went very hard for their first birthday, very organized. But my father-in-law, who's so not like a dining in Disney park, Paul laughs. He's like, we've never eaten in 30 years. I've never eaten like in a Disney park. He loved that I did that. And now he like likes me to plan.
Okay.
So I did, I guess I proved myself. So now it's just, I do the plan. I'm good at it. I'm organized. I know when to log on. I set my alarm. My sister-in-law, if it's a really big group, my sister-in-law will help me. She'll make this is one of my pro tips. If you're going with a large group and you can't get a dining reservation for that many people, which oftentimes you can't, like for over 10, split it into two groups and like have two different people make the reservation. So Kristen will help me with that. My sister-in-law, Kristen, sometimes.
Yes, because if you do that, you can't have overlapping dining reservations. Some things can overlap, but dining cannot. So you need somebody with their own My Disney Experience account to make that second reservation. So that is a great tip.
So, and then you can, then when you go to the park, you talk to the cast member and it works out. But anyway, so I do most of the planning, but I pulled everyone. I asked them what they want. Like my brother-in-law was like, can we go to Animal Kingdom? I really want to go to Animal Kingdom. I'm like, yep, absolutely. I'll make sure we have a full day at Animal Kingdom.
Okay. You know? I was curious just because with people arriving at different points in the trip, it definitely adds a layer of difficulty to the planning. Now, are you guys all planning on doing stuff together or are you planning for people and their own personal family adventures?
The only things I were planning were together things.
Got it.
My sister-in-law and brother, my sister-in-law, Kristen, her husband's RJ, and they have a baby, and she's both my sister-in-laws are expecting.
Oh, wow.
I had like a little bit of trauma. But I didn't because I could like drink and like go on all the rides. But I'm like, oh, we're all pregnant. Like I miss that at all. But I don't. But I do.
Yeah. I understand completely.
Very complicated.
Yes.
So Kristen have a baby, Tristan, who's the sweetest little guy.
Oh my God. Tristan's the name I use whenever like my examples of like I Tristan. Oh, I knew. I was like, someday somebody's going to come on with a Tristan and be
I think about it when you say it.
She'll never be able to call her kid's name without you hearing that. So you're welcome.
Thank you. My husband and I and the kids, we have annual passes. So our situation's different. Kristen and RJ got a 3-day pass. So they, and I had only planned 2 days together in the park. So they went a third on their own. They went to Epcot on their own.
Okay.
Their family. But they did that planning on their own. My brother-in-law, Brian, and his wife, Darby, they're expecting their first child. They also came, but they just came the one day to Animal Kingdom.
You know what's so great about Disney versus other theme parks is there's still so much you can do when you're expecting. It's not like going to other theme parks where you have to basically sit everything out. There's still a ton that you can do. So that'll be, you know, that'll be interesting to talk about as well as we get into the specifics of your days. It's like the things that these women who are expecting were able to do.
Sounds great.
Let's talk about your first day. So when you arrive, are you arriving with any time to do anything? Or are you guys just kind of getting settled in your villa?
Getting settled. My first plan, Disney. Okay, so we got in on the 4th. Luke's birthday is the 6th. So the Tuesday after we got in. So I had made a reservation at T-Rex Cafe. Now, this is before my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law and their families came. So it was just us and my in-laws, my mother and father. So I made a reservation. So we got down. It was just going to be settle, grocery shop, pool. Again, Luke's birthday was on Tuesday. We were going to go to T-Rex Cafe, do like a Disney Springs thing. And then, the 7th, we did the Keys to the Kingdom tour, my husband and I. At Magic Kingdom. It was amazing. So that was our first park day we had scheduled, was the Magic Kingdom Keys to the Kingdom.
I'm excited to hear about that.
And then the 7th, then the next day, I made a dining reservation. We're going for a month. My husband's working down there. He brought all his screens and everything. He has a home office. So he just moved the home office to Florida. That's also why when my twins are born, we started doing that because he can work anywhere. I did make a Mexico dining reservation at Epcot at San Angel Inn inside the Mexico Pavilion at 7. So like he could work all day and then meet us at the park. So those are my first planned days. But let me tell you, on Monday, the 5th, when we got there, it was a little cold. It wasn't super pool. The twins still went in the pool, but it was like a little chilly. So I like looked and I opened my app and it was a good to go day. Cause you know, most people don't have to make park reservations anymore if you have a date based ticket. So if you bought like a 3-day ticket, you don't have to make a park reservation.
And you are a pass holder.
Us annual
so,
pass holder.
Yeah.
Lucky. But when I opened the app, as I do, you know, every day just to scroll, I saw it said it was a good to go day. So I like looked and I like at my husband and I'm like, King, let's take the twins. So we left Luke and we just like, and we took the twins and went to Magic Kingdom. It was so fun.
You didn't have any plans then. So what did you guys end up doing since this was like spur of the moment?
For the moment. And actually, I did make a Tony's reservation on the way to Magic Kingdom. I scrolled and I talked to you about Tony's in November, I think, because I had a reservation. I canceled it. I was like in November and I was like, I don't like it. I don't think the food's good. I have to say, I apologize, Tony's. I take it back. It was a lovely experience. My rigatoni was delicious.
So Tony's has redeemed itself.
I'm sorry I ever spoke poorly about you. I think I read that they got a new chef.
I don't know what the change is, and maybe that is what it is. I feel like Tony's used to get a lot of crap.
And
people, like, the attitude really seems to have changed about Tony's.
It redeemed. Agreed. Yeah. I'd go there again. So anyway, we still didn't get into the park till around 4, just with all the hoopla and moving Luke and whatever. So I didn't need a park reservation anyway, because you can enter after 2 as a pass holder. But whatever, it still was just a little more convincing to my husband. But we had a really great first day. So we got in around 4:30. I did not do Genie Plus. It was $27. We were getting it at 4. I considered it if it was going to be $15, but it was $27. And every day it was $27. Like it was expensive. We got around 4:30. We went right to Haunted Mansion. The boys were a little nervous now. They're 4. They're like, They were a little nervous, but we kept saying, first of all, on the monorail, we took the monorail and I was previewing. That's another little tip for anything you think might be a little spooky. I was listening to one of your previous guests, and she was saying her husband did the same thing with the son, previewed a ride. I can't remember what ride it was now, but she just was talking about it. Anyway.
So how were you like showing videos on YouTube? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, look, it's a little spooky, but it's silly spooky.
Yep.
And like the other thing I said is I'm like, this was actually your first ride at Disney World, like when they were one, when we went. I'm like, Haunted Mansion actually was the first ride you ever went on in Disney World. So I kind of like was trying to boost up their confidence. Oh, and I was wearing a Haunted Mansion shirt. I had bought one on Etsy with a stretching room picture. So they were like excited to see that.
There
so
you go.
It was great. We did. It was posted 50 minutes. It really was 30. Then we filled up our popcorn bucket. That's another pro tip of mine. Get the $12 popcorn buckets worth every penny. Then we did Buzz Lightyear, their favorite, and it was posted 40, but real 24. Then we had a little pixie dust sprinkled. The sweetest cast member, Nina was her name. She saw how excited the boys were. They were talking to her about the ride before we went on. So she met us at when we got off, and she's like, do you want to ride again? And they let us go back on and ride again.
Oh, wow.
So kind. So I filled a cast compliment out for her. So sweet. Then after we got off Buzz, we did walked on to the People Mover, went to Tony's for our dining reservation, watched the fireworks, walked on to Pirates. Then we went to, now we're getting close to closing. Jungle Cruise was posted 30, really was 5.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we did Tiki. They also love the Tiki Room. So we did Tiki Room and then we left. So it was a great full half day.
Yeah, you did a lot considering you got in at 4, didn't have Genie Plus, and you did like a sit down dining reservation, which eats up a ton of time as well.
I mean,
you did
I didn't
a lot.
Like what time we left. Like it was open late. I like, this is what I like first of Magic Kingdom versus like Epcot. I like that fireworks aren't at the, it's open after.
Right. You get a rush of people who do leave after the fireworks, but then that hopefully, ideally makes some wait times dip a little bit after the fireworks.
Totally. We did 3 rides and Jungle Cruise was one of those rides. Big wait. And Pirates, which can have a big wait.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
It was great. It was great. So it wasn't like we didn't do everything. We didn't even go to Fantasyland, but it was great. Perfect start. And probably we got home late. I didn't write, but we likely got home late. But we didn't care. Vacation.
Right, exactly. A beautiful start. Okay, what was your next full day? And I assume the second day, everybody's joining at the parks, or everybody who is currently in Florida with you.
No. So okay, the next day was Luke's birthday. We went to T-Rex Cafe. Super cute. It's like Rainforest Cafe, but with dinosaurs, if anyone hasn't been. So a little frightening. Luke was a little frightened at first, but ended up really liking it. It was adorable. So that was his birthday. Then the next Wednesday, February 7th, was our Keys to the Kingdom tour, which was amazing. That was just Paul and me. For Keys to the Kingdom, you have to be over 16, I believe. There's an age.
There is, which is why I haven't done that one yet, because my husband wants to do it with me. Right. And every time I go with my husband, we've got our kids with us. So we haven't done this one yet. He would be so mad if I did it without him. So I'm excited to hear about it.
I certainly took advantage of having my in-laws. So my in-laws watched the kids, and Paul and I, we did. We got there way too early. So this is a good little tip. Security doesn't open till 7:15. So if you get there before, you're waiting.
You wait before security. They just kind of make you stand around before you can't even walk through security yet until security is ready.
It was freezing. And it was freezing. So cold. I was so inappropriately dressed. I thought it was going to be warmer. I was cold the whole day. Anyway, it was absolutely amazing. I can't remember what it cost us because we did have a pass holder discount. Just about $100, maybe a little more. The problem with a tour like that is you need a ticket to enter too. So as a pass holder, it's great. You already have the ticket. But I do think ultimately, if you like, if you're interested in Disney family, Disney World, in the history of Disney World or Walt Disney or Roy Disney, I think it's worth it.
And
it's
I'm not looking that much it up money. Right now to confirm. Currently, prices are $129 to $149 per person, not including tax. And like you said, if you have an annual pass or DVC, you can get a discount, which is usually like somewhere in like the 10% range, maybe 20.
I think it was 20%.
Yeah.
Because I paid just about $100 okay. each.
Yeah. So it's just to kind of give people an idea of what it costs. And it's a 5-hour tour. So like you said, you'd still need a park ticket. And exactly. So you have to keep in mind that this will take up a good chunk of your day. Yeah.
It does include lunch, which was lovely. You go under. It's not actually underground, I learned. It's actually the first level, but underneath the castle.
So they built Main Street is not on Main Street's right. like basically one floor up. Yes. Yeah. It's not ground level.
Right. So yeah. Most people will say like, oh, you go underground. Is that technically?
Yeah, technically you don't. Yes. It's weird to think about, but yeah.
What do they call it? Called the I can't think of the word.
The utilidors?
Yeah, it's utilidors.
Is that that's what you're? It. Yeah, the yeah. utilidors.
Yeah, that's it. So we went down there and we actually went on two rides, like without wait. Like she took us on two rides, had lunch. It was really
so
wonderful.
So what kind of things did you see in the 5-hour tour?
Well, I can talk about some of it.
Oh, are you sworn to secrecy?
Yes. I saw a lot. I saw a lot of like, princesses half dress like
so you saw behind it's a lot of behind the scenes.
Yeah, we went backstage. It's backstage is funny. It's because it's like you wouldn't even know you're in Disney World. Like it's very cool.
The first time I ever had that feeling was when I was running in Princess.
Because
you're backstage for so much of it and you're just like, these are like just some crappy buildings back here. You know, like,
yeah.
What do you know? Here's like a trailer. Yeah. It's, you're like, okay, this isn't very magical. And then suddenly you go in through this entrance into the park you didn't even know was there. And you're like, oh, okay. Yes. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. It was really cool. So you start off learning about like the windows and the way she described it was awesome, that it was like a show with the credits. Like it was really, really neat. We learned about some secrets on Main Street, about like the open windows and things. Can't disclose what it is, but we learned about all that. We went backstage by Pirates and Jungle Cruise. We rode Jungle Cruise with her. She used to be our guide, Zoe. She was a skipper on Jungle Cruise.
I've heard that's like one of the most sought after positions is to be a skipper on Jungle Cruise.
It was great. It was very cool. We learned a lot about like what it means to be a cast member, what their day-to-day kind of looks like. We met this awesome guy. She said he's one of the five timekeepers of the park. She's like, there are five people, and they are they're the ones who are in charge of everything, the lighting, the sound, the parade, like
announcements and things like that happening at very, very specific times.
He talked to us for a long time too. He was so nice. So it was really cool. Really cool. We learned a little bit of the secrets of the parade, of the floats on the parade. Again, we saw a lot of people in the utilidor. We walked actually through where they not make the costumes, but they fix the costumes. Like if there's a tear or something and it needs a repair, the repair shop, I guess.
Okay.
We got to walk through that. We couldn't talk. You had to be silent. And then, it was like a new thing that we could even walk through. It was really cool. I can't even like tell. I don't want to tell any secrets, but it was really amazing. I would do it again. I really loved it. I also love learning.
Yes, yes. Learning like the behind the scenes stuff. This is the one thing, the one thing that my husband is like, you cannot do this without me. He really wants to do this one. Okay. But it's tough. It's such a long stretch of time. It's 5 hours during the day. And so it's like, all right, we've got a little one, but now she's seven. So I'm like, we're finally getting to the point where, and her brother's almost 15, where I'm like, okay, her brother can watch her for a while, you know, while we, you know, ditch them for 5 hours to go and do
this. It's really cool. And we had the lunch was already preset. It was very nice. Lovely.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, I really want to do that one.
Yeah. And then that was it. Then we went home. Like, it was.
What did your kids do while you guys were doing the tour?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't care. They're safe. I don't know.
They were grandma's problem.
They were, I'm sure, fine. I don't know if they swam. I don't know what they did, but they were great. And again, my in-laws' friends were down. So they had lots of people to hang out. Oh, that's what they did. They're so a very good family friend, the Olsons. They like went to elementary school with my in-laws. They've known each other for like a long time. Their children and grandchildren were down. So Zach and Belle were playing with the little girl. Like they had
people to play with. They were busy. They probably didn't even notice you were gone.
How busy. There's just one arcade at Orange Lake that they love, and there's lots to do. They weren't bored.
Okay. All right. So this was the big event for this particular day.
Next day was Epcot. But again, we like swam in the morning. It was laid back. Really, we just had the dining reservation in Mexico. But I went earlier with the kids. I went in with Zach, Bo, and Luke. And they all dressed. I'll send you some pictures. We all dressed as a character. So Zach has like a love affair with Donald Duck, which started in November. It was so sweet the last time we talked. So he dressed as Donald Duck, Bo dressed as Goofy, Luke dressed as Pluto, and I dressed as Mickey Mouse. They said, you need to dress like Minnie Mouse. They wanted me to dress like Daisy Duck.
Hey, we don't judge the way other people dress, okay? Tristan.
Tristan.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm nothing against any Tristans.
No. But our Epcot day was great. It was laid back. We spent a lot of time with when you first walked in, there were tons of characters. Minnie Mouse was there. Goofy was there. We saw Daisy. I was so excited to see the Walt statue and the whole entrance. So I just wanted to stroll around. And it was Festival of the Arts, you know. But there were so many characters. We saw, literally, we got in around 1:30, I wrote. We met Minnie. We met Goofy. We met Daisy. We took pictures with the Walt statue. It was great. Really enjoyed that front area of the park. It's nice to have it open. It's beautiful, too. Have you seen it?
I have. Yes. Yes, I have. Yeah. It is beautiful. I couldn't believe it. I was like spinning around. I'm like, there's no construction walls. It's open. There's greenery. Hallelujah. When I saw it for the first time. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, it's this really so far. I mean, we're on day four and your trip, other than like your first Magic Kingdom day, has been pretty laid back. How do the people in your group feel about doing like just a more chill, like we're going to enjoy the environment, the experience, just whatever characters we might happen to run into versus go, go, go?
Everyone was on board. My husband, I feel I'm a little more intense, I think, than him. Like, but the kids were into it. They like loved it. They were upset. They're like, when we left the first Magic Kingdom, they're like, we didn't do it. It's a great big beautiful tomorrow. They're like, I'm like, cannot, we can't. We'll do it next time. Like, they love it. The twins love it. Everyone, I don't know. I think it's, I mean, I read the room, but I think it's good.
So a more laid back experience isn't taking away from anybody's enjoyment at the park.
Yeah. Right now this is laid back, but listen, the next Magic Kingdom day on the 15th.
You get a little crazy.
Oh, to quote my brother-in-law, flawless. It was a flawless day, but it was like, we did like everything you could do.
Okay. So we're maybe starting a little slow.
We're starting like lay back in the morning, swim, and then go and whatever. But the trip picks up.
I talk a lot about the pressure that people put on themselves and their families and their kids. So whenever I talk to somebody who's like, we were people watching, I'm like, oh, how refreshing. You know, it's just such a different take that I don't hear a lot.
It was really great. I mean, I really tried to act like a pass holder this trip and be like, we have the passes. Let's go. And again, if I was paying the cost of a 1-day ticket or 2-day ticket or whatever, I wouldn't be as laid back. I know myself. I wouldn't. I'd be calculating how each minute costs.
I would too. It's tough though, because I also want to tell people who are only buying, 3 days worth of tickets, it's okay to do it even the way you're doing it now. This is not, you're still enjoying yourself. I just asked how the family was and you're like, what? Everybody loved it. They were fine. And the thing that I want people to take away from this is that it doesn't matter how you do it. You don't have to put all that pressure on yourself. You can still do that laid back version, even if you only have 3 days worth of tickets and still have an amazing time.
You really can. And there is enough to do in Disney that doesn't involve like waiting online.
Go. Yeah.
Like, especially at Epcot, you can stroll that World Showplace. You can go in the Moana water thing. Like, you're not waiting. Those aren't really liney type things. That's strolling. Anyway, it was a lovely laid back day. We had a great dinner. That Luke had such a meltdown. He didn't nap, but he had such a meltdown at dinner, but he passed right out. But it was night. It was easy. We ended up not watching the fireworks, really. We prioritized Frozen. The boys wanted to go on the Frozen ride. So after dinner, when the fireworks were on, we went to Frozen. And it was posted, again, this is, again, like, it depends on the time of day. But in the beginning of February, I noticed that waits weren't super accurate. Later on, as we get farther into February, it was. But this was posted 40, but it's the end of the night. So it really was 11. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, end of the night and first thing in the morning, I found, don't be intimidated by the long wait.
Yeah, I think in both cases, first thing in the morning and the end of the night, they're trying to discourage people from certain rides.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they're like this, let's see if we can spread crowds out a little bit more.
Yeah. So anyway, super laid back Epcot day, a half day, truly. And again, I don't know if I mentioned this, but my husband met us after. I went in first with the kids. Did Nemo, did Living with the Land, did a couple things together. And then he met us for dinner.
And this was in Mexico?
Yes. Yeah, the menu was small. Mexican food's not my favorite. I don't like cilantro. I hate cilantro. But it was great. I don't even remember what I got. It was a little bit of a stressful dinner just because Luke was screaming so much. But it was, the atmosphere is unbeatable. I mean, it's amazing. So it was a lovely little laid back night, day. And I didn't really do much of the Festival of the Arts stuff, actually, which I would have loved to. I wanted to paint the mural. And I did buy some prints for the boys' playroom. And I got a few little snacks, a cocktail, but not too much. Actually, that's one regret. I wish I would have done like a full Festival of the Art day. Go back next year.
Oh, darn.
So then I'm starting to feel, so the other tricky part about having multiple children and especially about having twins, I guess, and we took the twins on just the Magic Kingdom day. And I was like, I feel so guilty. Like, I'm like, I know this is great. And then we're one-on-one and we can get so much done. And they're so much more capable than Luke and they enjoy it more. Like, well, Luke enjoys it too. But I started to feel really, really guilty now that like, I don't think I'm spending enough time with Luke. It was his birthday. So then on Monday, on the 12th, I just took Luke. So my in-laws watched the twins, and I just took Luke, and we went to Magic Kingdom, and then I actually ended up hopping over to Epcot.
Oh, wow. It was such a great day. Just the two of you. Okay, let's get into that. And I see in your notes here just kind of, because we skipped over a few days, and it looks like that you just had more family arrive.
Oh, yes. I did skip that weekend. Yes, that was the 9th to 11th. I have cousins who live in Florida in Winter Garden or Winter Park. I forget. The farther one. They came. They actually rented in Orange Lake where we stay. They rented a studio for 2 nights and they came and stayed. Oh, it was so nice. And their boys, we got together in November too. I baptized her son and she baptized Luke. So we get together a lot. It was lovely. And the boys get along so well. They're so lovely. And they're the same. The one son, Cristiano's 4, and that one a little older, like 6. So they get along really well. It's very cute.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. So I even though we're relocating to Florida for 3 weeks in February, we see a lot of people that we know. A lot of family still was down. My family that lives down there. Again, that's the friend that my in-laws' friends all now rent in Orange Lake. So it's neat. It's a really
it's
neat.
It's like a little family reunion happening.
Yeah,
family really slash cool. friend reunion. That's really cool.
Yeah, that was that. So then that Monday I just took, it was just a little
okay, yeah. So let's jump into that Monday with just you and the baby, the 2-year-old.
I ended up buying Genie Plus that day. It was just the two of us. It was $27. And my first Lightning Lane, because I was like, you know what? I'm going to hop. It's easy to hop with one kid. I could do. Well, for me.
Easier than three. Yeah.
So like if I have the one.
Everything is easier with just the one versus.
Yeah. I mean, my first Lightning Lane was for Remy. Now, that wasn't until 7:30 p.m., but I just booked that right first thing in the morning. It was took a very long time to get to Magic Kingdom, but I wasn't trying to rope drop. It just was like, we wake up, we go, no big deal. It was really cute. We got there. Oh, there was a little parade when we walked in on Main Street.
The cavalcade.
Yeah. And then at this point, I was able to book another Lightning Lane. So I booked Peter Pan for 4:30. So it was going to be a later switch to Epcot, but I didn't really care. We went to Fantasyland. We did Small World, Sleepy Hollow. I got a waffle. Filled up my popcorn bucket.
Of course.
And they gave us a free Mickey bar.
Oh, how sweet.
They thought this was so cute. Sweet.
See, this is why you bring the cute 2-year-old. He can charm all the cast members.
Yeah. And then, so we were just like kind of hanging out in the hub area. And we happened to see the marching band come. And they put on a little performance right at the hub. It was really cute. So we were over and dancing. They were really fun to watch. That was right around noon. And I asked the band member, they said they do that just about every day. So that was a cute little spontaneous thing I saw, but really fun. The kids were loving it. They were like dancing. Oh, it was so cute. Then we went, you know what we did? We went on the riverboat, which I haven't done in so long. It was lovely. What a nice little cruise.
That's one of those like overlooked things. I can't remember the last time I did that either. I recently went on Tom Sawyer Island. Like, I took the little raft and I was like, when was the last time I did this? You know,
I met that this trip with the boys. I thought they'd love it. And I didn't get
time.
Around to it.
Yeah. Yeah. There aren't enough hours in the day.
Yeah. Okay. So here's where my Lightning Lane. So there's two. Okay. So I'm starting to like really get, well, I think I have a hand on Lightning Genie Plus now. So there's like two strategies you can do, right? You can do the like boom, 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 just get things done strategy, or you can do the I want to prioritize strategy. So you like, but like I did in the morning, I booked Remy for 7:30 p.m. So clearly that's not going to be a productive boom, 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 boom.
Yes, because when you do that, for people who aren't super familiar with Genie Plus, when you do that, you have to wait 2 hours after park opening before you can book another one. Whereas if you, let's say you had booked Pirates of the Caribbean for 30 minutes after park opening, you would have been able to scan in and immediately grab your second one. And so that's when you say boom, 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 that's what you mean.
Yes, that's right.
And instead, you booked something higher priority that a lot of people are booking. But because a lot of people are booking it, your return time is so much later that now you have to wait to book your second one.
Yeah. But I'm glad that that was very good. And also, like we were talking about before, how people can go in with a more laid back, you can still go and enjoy. That's actually kind of nice. If you know you're going to hit rides that you really want to, but not like kind of like I did this day with just Luke. I knew, okay, I had Remy later. I had Peter Pan for later. I can just sit down and enjoy.
Yes.
I can like sit and rest a little bit. It takes the pressure off a little bit. So Genie Plus, while it's like a little.
It kills me too.
When you're paying like an extra 100 $30 that you already paid all this money to go in. It like kills me a little bit, but it does allow you then to, first of all, be more productive and also like sit in and let's just sit and enjoy watching this.
That is, I think, the key to that particular strategy. If you're going to book something like a Slinky Dog or Peter Pan or Jungle Cruise or something, or Remy, something that goes way out in time, your strategy for the morning then needs to be more laid back. So you need to be doing rides that have lower wait times, or you need to be doing the riverboat, you know, or just, you know, something that's a little more...
Totally.
Laid back.
Watching the marching band. Yes. Watching the parade. I mean, sometimes that's people's priorities, but it was, so at this point, then my Genie Plus strategy changed. It now went from, okay, laid back to, okay, boom, 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 let's get it done.
The 2 hours hits and you're going, you're go, go, go.
Yes. It was great though. So that's where I changed. So we did the carousel. Oh my God. We walked by the carousel like 20 times. He's like, horse, horse, horse. All he wanted to do was the merry-go-round, my poor little Fluky. And the line was like, so I kept walking by it. Also, right there, you keep walking by it. The poor little boy's like, horse, horse, horse. I'm like, we're going to go on. Wait, we're going on this horse. So I did carousel. I did Dumbo. I booked Voyage of the Little Mermaid for right after Dumbo, did Little Mermaid, scanned into Little Mermaid, booked Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh was a little later. I had like an hour to kill. So I went over, did the People Mover. That was like pretty much a walk on. Went to the Baby Care Center real quick. Oh, and then during this time, I went on to like figure out a dining. I was maybe going to eat at Skipper Canteen. I love Skipper Canteen. So I was thinking maybe of eating there, but I saw Chef de France, a reservation, open up. And I've never eaten there. So I'm like, you know what? So
let's do it.
We're going to be bougie, Luke.
Yeah.
Little date. So I booked Chef de France, which, by the way, spoiler alert, might have been the best meal I've ever had in my entire life. It was so
kidding.
So I booked another reservation for later in the trip. It was that good.
Oh, wow. Like, I was going to ask, was like, were you disappointed you weren't with your husband at a place like that, especially considering how good it was?
No. And the best part about that,
no hesitation.
The baby fell asleep. So I got to enjoy my meal in peace, Julie. I got to have my two glasses of Cabernet, have an espargot. Oh, I could like... savor each bite. No one bothered me. It was amazing.
So
I like dined alone.
It's almost like he was working with you here, Luke, when he was screaming at the Mexican restaurant because you don't care for Mexican food. But this French meal, which was amazing, where you had your wine and he's like, Mom, this one's for you, and took a nap.
I ate every morsel.
Is it his birthday or your birthday? I mean, that's great.
It was so great. It was a really lovely day. But anyway, I ended up just boom, 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 boom. Got so much done. We did Winnie the Pooh. We did Mickey's Spellheim Magic. Love. Peter Pan, Pirates. And that's when I did the Express Monorail. And I stopped recording, apparently, what I did. But I ate, and then we did Remy, I guess. He woke up after dinner.
He waited until you were done and was like, time for Remy. And then you made your way over to Remy. Oh, you're right there, I suppose.
Or maybe it started to rain. It might have started to rain. I think it started to rain. I stopped writing.
Because you were just so full and satisfied from your meal. You're like, nothing more needs to be said about this day. This is the only part that I need to remember.
I think we did Remy. We went to go post up to watch fireworks and it started to rain. So I'm like, let's just leave.
Okay. Wow. What a great day. And so was your husband was just working this day while you had your date with the 2-year-old?
Yes. Yes. And the kids and the twins are with my in-laws.
Okay.
I don't know. They might have hung out at some point.
Do they get upset or jealous that you went without them? Were they fine that you...
I don't know. I was nervous.
I mean, mine would have told me without hesitation.
I thought maybe they would have been, but I don't think they were. At first, like I was trying not, I did have a Mickey Mouse shirt on. So I was trying to be a little subtle where we were going, but I did say, I'm like, I'm going to spend the day with Luke. I don't spend a lot of time with him. I'm going to just have like a day with him. Like we had a day and I was like we had a day together when we went to Magic Kingdom. I'm going to have a day with Luke. But they didn't seem upset.
Oh, that's good. I found with my kids, at least, if I explain it to them that way, where I'm like, listen, you and I had a special day and now it's Luke's turn to have a special day. And they like they get. They're like, oh, okay. And I think it's because at that age, everything has to be fair, you know? Like, are your kids like that? It has to be fair.
Yeah, luckily, I'm not quite there yet with them. They seem to be, I mean, it depends. They're toddlers, so you never know what sets them off.
Okay, so great, successful day with just you and the baby.
So now we're getting, this is exciting. Now the whole family's coming. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are arriving on the 14th. Everyone's coming on the 14th. So Kristen, RJ, and Tristan come. Then Brian, he came with them, Brian. And then Darby flew in. She had to work, so she flew in after work. I didn't see her actually Wednesday because she got in like 11 o'clock. But anyway, so then the next day is Magic Kingdom. Now, this was the quote-unquote flawless day. Flawless. It was just me, my three children, Kristen and RJ, my sister-in-law, her husband, RJ, their baby, Tristan. And Kristen's pregnant. She's like 28 weeks pregnant. Oh my God, it was amazing. And my mother-in-law was supposed to come, but she wasn't feeling well, so she didn't come. So we did Genie Plus, and we divided and conquered. I did the RJ was going to get Lightning Lane for Lightning, virtual queue for Tron at 7 a.m. He was on Tron detail, and I was on Lightning, first Lightning Lane. So I booked Peter Pan at 7 a.m. It was the return time was 1:10. He did not get the Tron virtual queue.
Oh,
no big deal. I'm like, don't worry, we'll get it at 1. Like, it's no big deal. Oh my God. So we rope dropped. Okay, so we ended up going separately. I drove in with my kids, and she, Kristen, and RJ and Tristan drove in, but we didn't go together. There were too many car seats and not enough people, so we had to take two cars. So I ended up getting in a little bit before them. So I took the kids to Buzz because they really wanted to, you know, they love Buzz Lightyear. So my three kids and me rope dropped Buzz. And we all met Kristen, RJ, Tristan at Jungle Cruise. So we rope dropped Jungle Cruise. It was posted 50 minutes Jungle Cruise, real 25. So then we did Adventureland. They were waiting for us while we were on Buzz. They did Magic Carpets of Aladdin. We did Jungle Cruise together. We then did Tiki Room. We did. We booked a Pirates Lightning Lane for 11 a.m. So our strategy now was just like try to get. I mean, it switched up a little bit, but we were like, let's just like 11. Let's do it. Booked Pirates. Yes, for 11 a.m. We got waffle. We got a snack at Sleepy Hollow. Went to Pirates. Booked Small World for right after. Did Pirates. We did Swiss Family Treehouse. I took the twins on Swiss Family Treehouse just because we had a little time to kill. They liked it. I kept saying you could, the stairs, oh, that was funny. She, the guide at the Keys to the Kingdom tour, she's like, stairs, the attraction. She calls Swiss Family Treehouse. So, yeah, they liked it, but they didn't understand it really. So I don't think we'd do it again. I'd rather do Tom Sawyer Island, I think. Anyway, then we had Peter Pan. We did, and like, it was flawless. Chef's kiss flawless. It went like Pirates. Then the treehouse. Okay, fine. We had to kill a little bit of time. Then Peter Pan, Small World. I booked Haunted Mansion for 6 p.m. while we did Small World because our dining reservation at Be Our Guest was next. We had a sit down dining reservation at Be Our Guest. It was amazing. Dinner was great. It was expensive, but it was delicious. Got that. We did Voyage. Oh, I booked. So that's another thing. Another tip of mine. If you were going about to sit down for a dining reservation, the next Lightning Lane, I like to book a higher priority later return time. So like Haunted Mansion, like that was 6 p.m. So if you're trying to maximize and just like book and then scan and book and scan and book and scan, you're not going to want to book a 6 p.m. because it's going to delay you 2 hours. But if you're about to sit down to a meal, you're losing those 2 hours anyway, just about, or at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half. So right before I like to book that later one.
Yes.
Then by the time we're finishing up our meal, guess what? It's time to book another Lightning Lane because it's been 2 hours just about. So we booked Voyage of the Little Mermaid for right after. Scanned the Little Mermaid, booked teacups, did teacups, booked Dumbo. Then we did Tron. Oh, no. Then Tron was coming up. Oh, we got the Tron Lightning Lane. I didn't write that down, but we did. I mean, the Tron virtual queue. We
got so at that. 1 p.m., you were able in the afternoon.
We got on the virtual queue. We did People Mover. We checked in for Tron and did a child swap. Then RJ went on the line for Tron. I was going to be the child swap so I could go in through the Lightning Lane entrance, like the quicker entrance where RJ had to wait. And then my sister-in-law and I did Carousel Progress. We went to Carousel in Progress. That eats up a large chunk of time.
It does.
And then my husband came and met us after work. So this is like the evening. He came. And then once RJ got off Tron, the three of them left. Kristen, RJ, and Tristan. They went home. And Paul and I stayed a little later. We just finished up Tomorrowland a little bit. We did Buzz again. We did the Speedway. The twins are big enough now to do the Speedway, so they loved that. I did my Tron. They saw me too. They
that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And then and that was it. Oh, one of my kids lost their AirTag. Another pro tip. I actually really like the AirTag, but I think
I remember you saying this last time.
Yeah, I did a walk like a bracelet, but it popped. It can pop off easily, or they can take it off easily. I think what I'll do for our next trip is either get something that you can pin in like their underwear or pants or put in their shoe or something. But so anyway, I noticed, I got an alert that Bo wasn't with me, but Bo was with me. So his AirTag had fallen off, but I could watch it travel. So I knew it was at the teacups and then I could see it go on Main Street and like end up next to guest services.
Oh, so
I'm like,
so I know funny.
Where it is.
Yeah, you knew somebody found it. You knew it was in guest services.
Yeah. I'm like, Paul, it's at guest services. Anyway, so it was a really, really, again, like my brother-in-law was like, it's flawless. Flawless day. Flawless day. It was amazing. We did so great. And we had four kids, under four.
You're going to be riding that one for a while. Flawless.
Yeah, it was a flawless day. It was amazing.
All right, this is a great place to stop. Stay tuned for part two of Alyssa's trip, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.